It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, good morning to you. It is a wonderific Wednesday, and there is no W out there today, so it makes it a wonderful Wednesday. It's the 7th of April, and by the way, some news for people in Flagstaff. They felt a 3.3 earthquake about a half hour ago, so if you're in Flagstaff and you're listening online, I'm sorry that you had a little wake-up call. Speaking of weather, I can tell you that today it's going to become 94 degrees on the river today and tomorrow. Then Wednesday, the W is back and we drop down to about 90. But then we're back up at 94 and 95 on Saturday and Sunday. So right smack in the middle of our 5 days, the W is going to hang around for a little while. KNTR Sports, well, let's see. Tonight we have the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Colorado Rockies at 5:40 p.m. And, of course, those games, tomorrow night they play again. Tomorrow they're at, what was it, early game, 12:10. And then tomorrow night we have the Suns and the Clippers from Los Angeles at 7 p.m. And those games are heard on KNTR Sports 100.5 and 94.3. Speak out each and every... Oh, let me give you some COVID numbers here. Yesterday afternoon, Mojave County reported only 12 new cases. No deaths whatsoever. Of the 12, 5 were in Bullhead, 4 were in Kingman, and 3 were in Havasu. 5-4-3, look at that. Today, the state reported 570. Yes, that's the same number they reported yesterday and today. 570 new cases with 27 deaths, unfortunately. Like to remind you, as much as we think we're getting out of the woods, I don't want a fourth wave, and I'm sure nobody does. So please continue to wear that mask or face covering over your mouth and nose. Please avoid crowds. Try to stay 6 feet away from people you don't know, and wash your hands often. And those are going to help keep everything down, the common cold, the flu, and, of course, coronavirus. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, Barron Services, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we broadcast from, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Farm Bureau Financial Services. And I didn't recap any of those for you because I want to get right to my guest, who he believes in social distancing. He's sitting back with his tennis shoes up on his desk in downtown Kingman. How's Ryan?
Good morning, Larry. I'm doing just fine. Thank you so much for having me back on your show.
Oh, Ryan, I love you like a brother because I went to high school with your dad. Okay, I just said it's going to be 94 in Bullhead today along the river, but what's it going to be in Kingman today? Are you in shorts?
Oh, we are definitely in shorts and T-shirts here. I mean, we're about 10 to 15 degrees cooler at any given time than Havasu, Bullhead, Phoenix, Vegas.
Yeah.
We're about 10 to 15 degrees cooler, which has its pluses and its minuses. You know, of course, I mean, you guys get a lot of snowbirds because they love that kind of heat.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people who can't quite stand that temperature, they get out of Bullhead and come up our way around the warmer months of the year.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the world doing with sports and recreation in downtown Kingman?
Well, we do have quite a few fun activities planned in the near future. Our pace really picks up in spring and summer. I mean, we're busy all year round, but the pace really becomes a fever pitch around spring and summer. So we've got a lot of things that are planned in the next month to 2 months, and, of course, the 3 to 5 month range as well.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of wrapping up our adult kickball season. which is one of the most hilarious sports you can watch a grown adult play, a small children's schoolyard game.
I can imagine.
And you cut teams. It's a riot, Larry. You can't take yourself seriously when you're playing a small children's schoolyard game out there. But if you don't come out, they laugh. Everyone pokes fun. The videos and photos that get posted to Facebook get a million views because they're just so ridiculous. There's no drama like they have with the more competitive sports. And it's really just a fun way to spend your Sundays. So we're wrapping up our adult kickball spring season.
So I'm curious.
Getting ready.
I'm curious, Ryan. Do those teams have adults that coach them, or do they have third and fourth graders that are actually their coach?
They've all got adults that coach, but I'm not kidding when I say some of these people do ask the kids for pointers.
I bet, yeah.
And drills.
Because if you were like me, I played kickball almost every day in elementary school.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. And that's the last time you would have played it. Fast forward 30 to 40 years, and all of a sudden, you've got these people who are maybe a little bit out of shape, maybe a little past their prime, coming out here to play this small children's schoolyard game, which really just makes for some fantastic, funny videos.
Does your dad get out there and play?
Not a chance.
No.
Not a chance.
I think you need to challenge your dad to the polar plunge.
Well, that's always a fun one. That's one of Kingman's longest-running traditions. We had a good turnout this year. We always have a good turnout because it's just so darn easy. But that's a fun one on New Year's Day. But, now we're kind of changing our focus more towards the warmer weather events and activities that are coming down the pipe. So,
right.
Yeah, we're happy to be wrapping up adult kickball, and we'll be starting our fall kickball season after the softball season wraps itself up in August-ish.
Okay. All right. And what is this Hearts of Iron?
Yes, that's the city's inaugural horseshoe championship. As we talked about last time you and I were on the radio together, the city of Kingman is in the middle of installing new pickleball courts at Centennial Park. And the area that they relocated, they had to rip out the old horseshoe pits that had been there for 40-plus years.
Wow. They
had to rip out those old horseshoe pits to make room for these pickleball courts because they needed to go next door to the tennis courts.
Uh-huh.
So the city installed these beautiful, brand-new horseshoe pits, still at Centennial Park, but on the other end of the park, underneath the cool, calm pine trees adjacent to I-40 off of Beverly Avenue and directly next door to Ramada No. 4. They put in brand-new horseshoe pits with grass and tall trees for plenty of shade, electricity right there at the Ramada, parking directly adjacent. It's going to be the perfect venue to have horseshoe leagues and tournaments, and to that end, we
fantastic.
Are hosting the city's inaugural Hearts of Iron Horseshoe Championship.
Wow, fantastic. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. That's going to be on Saturday, April 24th this year, between 10 a.m. and 5 or 6 p.m., depending on how many people we have sign up. And, you know, Larry, whenever I come onto the show here, I like to be able to offer a little something to your listeners, a little something to the callers. So if you're ready and we want to offer it, if somebody wants to make their call in here to your radio station, we'll take the first person to call in, and we're going to give them a free entry into the horseshoe tournament this year. How does that sound?
Wow. That's going to save them some bucks.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
This is a pick-your-partner event as opposed to the blind draw tournaments that they do in a lot of activities. This is going to be a pick-your-partner. So you bring who you want to play with. So if you and your neighbor or you and the guy down the street or somebody wants to come in and play, this is the opportunity to shine because we're going to have a lot of teams from all over the place coming to this tournament.
And it's men and women.
Yeah. Men's, women's, and mixed doubles. We have three different divisions to choose from this season.
Wow. So give us a call, 702-298-1063, if you can throw a horseshoe and you want to go do it for free. Now, when does that kick off?
So that's going to be on Saturday, April 24th this season.
Okay,
it's
so it's going to be
beautiful weather.
Yeah, it's going to be hot and bullhead. So take a day, go to Kingman. It's going to be hot in Havasu too. So if you can throw horseshoes, now's the time. Go up there and do it for free and enjoy the nice weather. 702-298-1063 is our number. Give us a call. There's got to be somebody out there listening that says, I can throw a horseshoe.
I happen to know, Larry, that there are several state champions, former and current state champions for horseshoe pitchers that reside in Bullhead City. I know many of them.
Wow.
So if any of those guys want to come up here and flex those muscles and show what 60 years of horseshoe pitching can do. Now's the time to get in here and show it off, because we would love to have that talent come up and join us for this big ribbon-cutting event. The first event we're having at the new Centennial Park Horseshoe Pits, we would absolutely love to have their presence. And this is going to be a joint effort with the City of Kingman Parks and Recreation Department and the Route 66 Six-Packers. That's our new statewide sanctioned horseshoe pitching group. They're going to be helping us to run the show, and we would love to include teams from Havasu, Bullhead, Parker, Blythe, Quartzsite, all those places. We'd love to have representation from those areas.
So get your fans together, your friends, your neighbors, even your son or daughter. I mean, what the heck? You can
go
up there. Yeah, it's nothing else. It's a great time and a great temperature.
That's right. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And it's just $30 a team to get registered. But, again, we'll give a free registrant to the first person who calls in to claim this during the show today.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, if somebody wants to call that throws a horseshoe, now's the time. Save you $30. That's it.
That's right.
702-298-1063. Call in the studio, and we'll get your name here. And Ryan will take care of you when you get up there to play on the 24th, which is what? We got three Saturdays here?
Yeah, a couple weekends away, yep.
Yeah, so... All right. Well, you got time to call. We're going to be here for another 40 minutes. So, but the first caller is going to take it. So, family campout. What is the family campout in Kingman?
This is one of the most fun and enjoyable family-friendly events that we do here in the city of Kingman. This is also going to be on April 24th and 25th. It is a great opportunity for you to gather up your family members and join us in the cool serenity of Centennial Park for a wholesome family campout experience. We've got activities that include the fireside picnic dinner, family fun games and activities, a marshmallow roast complete with s'mores.
There's
a great outdoor family movie that we show. There's a park-wide scavenger hunt by flashlight after the lights go out at night. And then, after a great night's sleep, you get greeted with a pancake breakfast in the morning.
Wow.
All of this happens at Centennial Park. It's a self-contained event.
You had me at s'mores. You had me at s'mores.
<That's right.
laughs> You know? When you said s'mores, I'm coming to Kingman.
Most definitely. Most definitely. This is a great, fun family activity. You know, a lot of people don't have the time or the money to pack up everything and head up to Williams or Flagstaff or places like that, but you want to be able to experience those things. This is a perfect medium for those people who want to enjoy that time with their family, but they don't have 3 full days to pack up, travel, spend hundreds of dollars, and do all those things that get associated with it. This is a great way to enjoy a quick weekend getaway. It's an overnighter on Saturday, April 25th into Sunday, April 24th into the 25th.
Right.
And the cost is just $10 per adult and $8 per child. That includes everything we just talked about.
Wow.
Everything that we offer for this program is included for that very reasonable cost.
So the family has to bring their tent, their sleeping bags.
That's correct.
Right.
You got to bring bedding and you got to bring your sleeping bags.
Right.
And we take care of everything else while you're here. The caveat is we are limited to only the first 50 participants who can register. So we urge people, please don't wait. If you're interested in this activity, call the Kingman Parks and Recreation Association today at area code 928-757-7919, or take a look at the City of Kingman's Facebook page at City of Kingman, Parks. You can get all the great information we offer right there.
Fantastic. How exciting is that going to be? 50 couples out there with their kids camping out and eating s'mores. I like it.
It is always a well-attended, very well-enjoyed activity. We highly recommend it. Like you said, if you don't have a few $100 to blow and you don't have a 3 or 4 day weekend to blow, this is a great opportunity for you to take advantage of. We hope you join us.
Wow, fantastic. I like it. I like it. If Dave Heath is listening, steal this idea, would you?
Yeah, this is a good one. It's relatively low cost. It's low effort to put on the event and maintain it. It gives parents the opportunity to take part in what we're offering, or, you know, they can come and do their own thing here at the park as well.
Yeah.
We offer the facility, we offer the ideas, the equipment, the food. We take care of all those things for you for this great event. We'd love to have people from Bullhead come up and join us. Havasu, Laughlin, we would love to have you guys join us.
Yeah, and if I know you, Ryan, you've got this all typed out and you've got a whole format put together. Email that to Dave Heath, would you?
we'll send the itinerary down the river, I promise.
Yeah. Steal this idea, Dave. Or share it, you know.
And, surely.
When we were kids in school, it was show and tell. Now it's bring and brag. So
bring and brag?
Yeah. So maybe we just need to send Dave up there that weekend to check it out and make notes.
Well, it's a common practice for our rec professionals to share their experience with each other. It was a pleasure to have Dante and his guys from the rec division come up and join us at our last drive-in movie that we had a few months back.
To
see how we did it in the operations. They came up and kind of picked our brains. We gave them the tour of the facility and showed them how we do things and why. And that's part of being in the rec family. I still try to maintain good, close relationships with Mr. Heath down in Bullhead and the recreation professional, our liaisons in places like Havasu and Page throughout the Phoenix area. We try to maintain those good relationships because we know that there's other great ideas out there, and we want to share them. We want to take part in how to make them better.
I was going to ask you, do you guys ever get together at a conference where all the recreation people sit down and brag about what they do?
Sure. In the pre-COVID days, the APRA, the Arizona Parks and Recreation Association conferences, were always a ton of fun. It was normally done down in the Phoenix area. And they would get representation from pretty much every municipality around the area. Would get a delegation go up there. They would talk about what they tried in that year, what worked and what didn't work, and why.
Right.
That way we were able to help our colleagues to avoid from a stubbed toe of a simple mistake, maybe something that we didn't consider.
Those fresh
perspectives are key, and they're very important.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to be right back with more.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what all do they do at Legacy Rehab and Care Center? Well, the rehab area helps patients with physical, occupational, and speech therapy and gets them back on the road in no time. The care center is designed to help patients with skilled nursing and all the luxuries of home. Stop in sometime and take a tour. Get your questions answered. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
We can always count on April. We can always count on a few days of rain, then lots of sunshine, then rain. Oh, and then weeds everywhere. Your weeds can be gone with one phone call, 758-5499. Bear and Pest Solutions has safe and effective products, safe for pets and children, not safe for weeds. Residential or commercial, small jobs or large lots, including fields and acreage. Bear and Pest Solutions can tackle your weeds, 758-5499. Bear and Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
Horizon Community Bank isn't a big business. We're just like you, local business, part of our community. Hi, this is Brianna, and I'm a commercial banking assistant with Horizon Community Bank. When you visit one of our local Horizon Community Banks, you're not treated as clients of an everywhere corporate bank. You're treated just like family, greeted with friendly service and a complete understanding of your banking business. When you bank with us, you're supporting a local business, just like yours, friends, family, and neighbors who live and work in our communities.
Hashtag Horizon Has It. Member FDIC.
NV Guns in Fort Mojave has been serving the tri-state area since 2009. Neil and his staff total 50 years of gun knowledge and experience. NV Guns is the real high-quality gun shop. Neil and his staff have a passion for excellence when dealing with customers. Looking for a firearm, ammunition, or concealed weapons permit? Think NV Guns. See the selection. Want something special? NV Guns will find it. Stop in today. Talk to the experts in all weapons. NV Guns, home of the lifetime warranty. 4520 Highway 95, Fort Mojave.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. Fire your day up with a little Blondie here. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by TWN Communications, and of course they're partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring us fiber-based internet to our community. And I found out yesterday they've... hold on, let me look up here, because Regina told me yesterday they have a... 130,000 feet of line already in. 130,000 feet. Whoa. Okay. So they're rocking and rolling getting this in. If you want to get involved, then you go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095, because they're going to get this in. They're going. And, of course, I keep teasing them, because the first neighborhood that's going to get it is where Mayor Brady lives. We're also brought to you by Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. My doggie spent Monday there. They're actually going to go back tomorrow. Locals and visitors, they don't mind taking their pets there for a day, a week, or longer. And the pets love it, too. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. Pets love it at Risen Star. So call 754-3006. And then Mojave Mortgage. This is the guy with the vault underneath his desk where he just stacks the money in there. And, you know, his wife is a fine, detailed person. So they're all stacked by hundreds, 20s, thousands, 10,000s, $100,000 bills. You know, he's got all that kind of money. And so they stack it in there. And then when you need some, he just reaches underneath his desk and goes, here you go. What do you need? $150,000? Want to buy a house on the Walpies? Okay, no problem. Oh, you want a vacation home? You want to refi your house? Call Chad. He can do it. Chad Hansen's the CEO, and he's the president, and he'll get you the best interest rate because, as he says, it's the no-brainer, no-brainers. Yeah, because they're low. They're really low. 928-288-2691. Write that number down. You don't have to call him right now, but you call him later. 928-288-2691. Call Chad Hansen. Get some of that money out of that vault. Maybe just pay off some bills or college loans or whatever, you know. But call them and find out what the interest rate is, because you're gonna go, whoa, this is a no-brainer of no-brainers. Barron Services, yes, experts in pools. They design them, install them, and maintain them. Experts in alarm systems, residential or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in landscaping, beautiful designs, and complete installation. Experts in pest solutions, and that's the problem, because now with the heat, you're going to see the sun spiders are going to come out, and also the scorpions, and those long, skinny things called snakes, which Barron's doesn't do a whole lot with snakes, but they can take care of everything else for you, residential or commercial, schedule treatments or problem areas, and they also take care of weeds, which love the sunlight also. Call 758-5499 if you need Barron services. We're also brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Farm Bureau Financial Services. And we're still waiting for the phone to ring for someone to get an opportunity to go up there to Kingman and enjoy this camp out. Uh-oh, Ryan, you there?
I am. Oh, yep, I'm here.
Yeah, and then that's the same day as the tournament. So you can do the camp out and the tournament all the same day, but you can get into the horseshoe tournament for free right now by giving us a call. 702-298-1063.
Most definitely. Yep. We're happy to be able to cram both those activities in on the same day, because they do kind of serve two different demographics of people. The horseshoe tournament is open to anybody, 18 and up. We've got three different divisions for you to choose from, men's, women, or mixed doubles. And then our big family camp out is open to families, obviously, so all ages are welcome for that. And these are just some of the fun activities and things we like to do as the weather warms up here in spring and summer, as we start transitioning towards our aquatics-based activities when things get warm.
Right.
And I guess that's probably the next big component is coming up, as our splash pad opening at Cecil Davis Park. As long as the weather permits and everything continues to go smoothly, we hope to have a May 1st ribbon cutting and opening of the Cecil Davis splash pad for the year. And
fantastic.
We're going to be in operation there between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., 7 days a week, weather permitting. That is a free facility for our community to use. It was a great feature that was put in a few years back. It's become one of the most popular, most heavily used items in any of our city parks, and we're very, very proud of the Cecil Davis splash pad.
Wow. Well, and I'll tell you, if you're a parent and you've got a 3, 4, 5, 7, 10, even Ryan's age, they like the splash pad. So go out there and enjoy it. And it's free. You know, take a popsicle and the kids and just have a great time there.
It's a great way to do a picnic lunch, get some fresh air, help the kids socialize, and it's large enough that social distancing is a piece of cake. It's just really a very enjoyable experience for a day long. And we have people who religiously go as soon as the splash pad opens up. They're there on a regular basis, which is great because that's extra sets of eyes and ears at our park.
Yeah.
They help to maintain safety, and they've given us suggestions for what they would like to see in the future. And it's really been a great way for us to improve directly to our consumers. It's made our job easy, frankly.
Yeah, wow, I'll tell you. Well, and it's so fun to watch kids play in the water. The kids have a ball in the water.
So, it's a great way for, if your kids are not quite old enough to go swim in the deep end of Centennial Pool or at the Grand View Pool,
right.
You know, if they're still wearing their water wings, this is a fun, safe way for those families to get to enjoy themselves with a little bit of aquatics without making a big mud puddle in your backyard, you know?
Exactly. I like the idea. So that's May 1st. You're probably going to have a line of people waiting to get in that day.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I would imagine. We're going to have a good crowd there every day, but especially on opening day.
Yeah. So on overcast days, it's probably a little bit less of a crowd there, huh?
Well, it kind of depends. It sort of depends. Yeah, I mean, there's still just as much UV risk on those overcasty days as it is on a sunny day. It just depends on whether or not the W is blowing and then, of course, what the temperatures are. But as summer rolls in here, the temperature gets to be more stable on the warm side, and we get a pretty good crowd that shows up on a regular basis.
Good deal. Ryan, let us pop in another break here, and we're going to come back and chat some more. There's a lot going on in Kingman with recreation, so stick around, make some notes here, and later in the show I'll give you Ryan's cell number, and you can call him up and ask him any questions you want. Stick around. Hold on.
Arranging or changing your insurance for your business is never easy and no fun unless you are working with Greg Idness at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Farm Bureau knows commercial coverage and protection, providing you with a coverage plan that can grow with your company, protect you and your employees, protect your building, assets, and most importantly, your customers. Call Greg today, 763-8464. Ask about workman's comp coverage, 763-8464, 763-8464.
Mojave Electric Cooperative encourages our members to participate in the free funding available for our weatherization program, hosted by WACOG in the city of Bullhead to provide energy-efficient home upgrades for low-income families looking to save money on their utility bills. To find out more information about this program, please visit with our energy management staff located in our member services office at 928 Hancock Road in Bullhead City, or call 928-763-1100 and ask to speak with an energy management team member today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
When you support a locally owned pharmacy, you're contributing to the growth of the community. The dollars you spend stay right here. HealthMart pharmacies like the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu are locally owned pharmacies. Tony Liska of the Apothecary Shop has a personal commitment to his community. HealthMart pharmacies are locally owned and hometown proud. The Apothecary Shop, 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
The voice of the free is KNTR. You can hear the area's only FM talk station on 106.3 FM everywhere you go. Via transmitter K294BV, Lake Havasu City. Transmitter K292ES, Laughlin. And transmitter K292EU, Riviera. Three ways to hear KNTR. Streaming on KNTRTalk.com, 106.3 FM throughout the tri-state. And KJJJ HD2.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. By the way, it just came out Tiger Woods was doing 85 miles an hour when he crashed his car. Wow. You've always heard speed kills. Well, he got lucky. But 85 miles an hour in a, you know, that wasn't even a freeway, folks. So he was going just a little fast. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Hey, D, is it time for you to review your life insurance, auto insurance, or home insurance? What about commercial insurance? And by the way, Greg does farms and ranches. Can you believe that? So if you got a ranch or a farm and you're looking for an insurance company, call Greg Eigner, 763-8464. And usually he can save you some money. So bring in those old policies and sit down with him or David or Stephanie and let them see if they can help you out and save you some money. Make an appointment, 763-8464. Mojave Electric Cooperative reminds you there are several ways to pay that bill. Yes, there is. You can stick it in the mail right up as soon as you get it, or you can go down to their drop box at the Hancock office. Now they have a new kiosk there. You can put cash in the kiosk. You can use your debit card. You can put a check in there, and you don't get any change back. So if you got a $39.95 electric bill, especially if you got one right now, you're very lucky. But if you have a $39.99 bill and you put $40 in, you're not going to get a penny back. So they're going to credit it next month. And I want to do that just to play with them. Or you can pay from home. You grab your debit card and your phone and you call 877-371-9379. And you can pay it over the phone. Questions locally, you can call 763-1100 and get an MEC. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a 4-star rated facility. I think Mike's in here next week. And we'll talk a little bit more, but they are 4-star rated by Medicare and Medicaid services, which means you've got to jump through some hoops to do that. It's a constantly sanitized facility, and their services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 758-1404 if you need those services or know someone who does. We're also brought to you by Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and TWN Communications. And Ryan, I mentioned Walker Service Electric there, who his main offices are in Kingman. Does he sponsor some of your sports activities?
Yeah, I have seen the Walker Service Electric information out on the Little League board, and I think football, the youth football as well, if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me on that, but I think I've seen their banners out there.
I believe it, because Keith is now on the city council up there, and he is a guy, and he was on city council years ago before, so I don't want to say he's dedicated to Kingman, but I would think so. So now,
sounds like definitely a good community partner for sure.
Yeah, and we talked about the splash pad, but don't you have a couple pools you're going to open up soon?
Yes, we do. The city of Kingman has got two pools. The Centennial Pool is an Olympic-sized swimming pool located here at Centennial Park. And then our Grand View Pool is one of the oldest pools in all of Mojave County. That's located downtown. And we've got both those pools beginning their operation on Monday, May 31st, on Memorial Day. We do our grand opening for the season.
Wow.
And we've got a lot of great, great things planned this season. We have got lap swim, open swim, night swim, family pool fun days, swim-in movies, which is like a drive-in movie, except you get to float on your raft and watch the movie there in the evening times. And we've got all kinds of great fun activities planned this year.
Wow.
So many, I don't want to leave anything out, so we encourage people to check out the City of Kingman's Facebook page for dates and times. That's City of Kingman, Parks. The City of Kingman's website at cityofkingman.gov. Again, Larry, that's cityofkingman.gov.
Right.
Don't go to cityofkingman.com because that's Kingman, Kansas. You've got a lousy recreation department over there.
Oh.
Go to cityofkingman.gov and come see our information.
Right.
For all the details about our community pools opening on Monday, May 31st.
Wow. And it's a holiday, so, you know, people have the day off and go to the pool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, grab the kids and go to the pool.
Always get a great show.
Fantastic. Fantastic. The drive-in movies, I like that idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've already had one this season. It was very well attended. And we've got another one planned for Friday, April 16th, a week from this coming Friday, down at Southside Park. It's a great time of year. The weather is beautiful. This is a perfect social distancing, friendly, and safe type of activity, because we've got the ability for you to stay in your car with your family to watch and listen to the movies. We also have outdoor speakers set up, so if you've got a pickup truck bed and you want to blow up an air mattress and bring some blankets and pillows and sit and watch from the bed of your truck, you can do that with good audio quality. We've got a concession stand that'll be available courtesy of the Kingman Raptors Travel Baseball Club. They'll be taking care of all of our concessions.
So that's next Friday night.
That's Friday, April 16th. That's Southside Park. Yep.
How
the movies
fun.
Begin at sundown. This is a completely free family event that is offered to the folks of our community. However, that doesn't mean it's free to put on. There are significant costs associated with putting on a community movie like this, so we happily accept people's financial donations to help offset the extreme costs of this event. But it's a very well-attended, very enjoyable family activity.
Do you have sponsors that also help out with that?
Yeah, we've had a few sponsors in the past, and we're always cycling through and looking for new sponsors who want to help take part of this.
All right.
We've got a lot of great advertising, social media, terrestrial radio, newspaper, and social media advertising. So there's a lot to be had for our sponsors, and we're thrilled to death to include anybody new who wants information about how they can become a sponsor of the Movie in the Park project. They should call Yvonne Cosio. She's our recreation superintendent, and you can reach her at area code 928-757-7919.
All right. Ryan, your trails in Kingman are fabulous. I had the Mayor Miles on a month or so ago, and she was bragging about them. And you guys really take care of them, too, don't you?
We sure do, and I'm glad you brought that up because the trail system is receiving a lot of attention right now, locally, regionally, and even on the national scale. Our local trailheads have begun being recognized by national hiking and biking publications across the country because of our climate and our beautiful areas,
wow.
How beautiful and scenic the areas are, the historic importance and the historic vitality of the area. We've been getting support from not only the Kingman Parks maintenance crew, but the American Conservation Experience, the ACE team, has been coming out here on a monthly basis to help us do these great trail improvement projects. And that's not easy to get this group. These people are professionals. They are dedicated.
Wow.
And they're doing a great job helping us to keep our trailheads clean and getting more organization and better signage and trying to improve the parking facilities and structures, making them a little bit easier. And then things that help us to maintain the trails year-round, like concrete drainage assistance to help those from washing out in the bad weather. The ACE crew has done a great job. The Kingman Parks maintenance crew have done an outstanding job. Hats off to them for all their hard work. And some of the areas, like the Fort Beale Trail Loop, the areas downtown, the ones up by Serback Cliffs Municipal Golf Course, these trails are attracting thousands of tourists every single year here to Kingman.
How many total trails do you have?
So right now there are six different trails.
Six?
And,
wow.
And there are, many of them are interconnected. Some of them are shorter. Some of them are longer. Some of them are easier. Some of them are more modern, strenuous. And not every one of them is open to bikes currently.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you're looking for more information specifically on what you can travel and what you can do, we encourage you to log on to the City of Kingman's Facebook page at City of Kingman, Parks, or the City of Kingman's website at cityofkingman.gov. We've got great information about our trail projects there.
Wow. You guys have so much going on. How many are in your recreation department?
So our department has our director, Mike Mearsman, our superintendent, Yvonne Cosio, the two recreation coordinators, Beth Matthews, and myself, and then we have a smattering of part-time folks who help us to execute these things. It's a relatively small, compact, but powerful group of people who try to make these events and activities, these systems, the sports programs. We try to make life better through parks and recreation. That's the whole goal. It's an investment in our community. It's work that we gladly do, and we're happy to be able to offer these activities to our community and our people in our surrounding communities.
You mentioned recreation coordinator. I had your title as guru.
So, guru? Yeah. Well, that's more of a colloquial term, Larry. I wouldn't say guru is what I put on my business card. But
I'm going to call Ron, the city manager, and have him change your business cards.
Officially. Officially to the recreation gurus of Kingman.
Yeah. Well, when you call in, you have all the information. You have everything.
Well, yeah. I mean, our time is precious, as is yours. We want to do everything we can to get the information out to the public. Like we mentioned earlier, we hammer social media pretty regularly, our terrestrial radio, newspaper advertisements, any other way that we can manage to get the word out. We want people to be aware, and a lot of this falls on the shoulders of our participants. It is their job to get themselves out there and get them informed about everything that's being offered.
Yeah. Now, you also have the golf course, right? That's now a city golf course.
That's right. Serbeck Cliffs is a municipal golf course. We like to brag that it's the finest municipal golf course you will ever set foot on. That's here in Kingman. It's a gorgeous 18-hole championship golf course here in the city of Kingman. If you haven't played Serbeck Cliffs, you're missing out. It's something you need to do. It'll be an experience you won't forget. You'll quickly find that it will be on your favorites list. If you're an avid golfer or even someone just learning the ropes, we've got a great driving range, chipping and putting greens, and, of course, 18 beautiful championship holes of golf here at Serbeck Cliffs Municipal Golf Course, nestled along the I-40 freeway.
I was going to just say, when I drive I-40 there, as I try to get over into that far lane so I can watch and see somebody getting ready to swing and honk my horn.
That's right. If you can manage to screw up their swing, that's a habit most people enjoy.
Yeah, it's just a fun thing to do, you know. You know, you got to do that. If I can get some 18-wheeler to do it, the guy would probably throw his club 20 feet. So that's open year-round, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Our course does not close throughout the year, and we've got yearly specials that are going on all year round. We've got different types of tee times and bookings available. Our veterans appreciation discount rate after 10 a.m. on Wednesdays is something we're very proud to be able to offer. Also, our school district appreciation rates for our staff, students, and teachers. We've got a discount rate for golf that we're happy to offer all of them as well.
Oh, good.
You can get details about all this information by calling the Serbeck Cliffs Pro Shop at area code 928-753-6593. You can talk with Haley or Greg over there at the Serbeck Cliffs Pro Shop. They'll get you a tee time, they'll answer your questions, and they'll make sure you get a great deal on golf in the finest municipal golf course you will ever set foot on.
You make sure you get that in there, huh? Ryan, are you getting into budget time now to where you've got this huge wish list you're going to put in front of the city council?
Every year around this time is when we start looking at the municipal budgets, and as we've discussed several times in the past, the city of Kingman, just like the city of Bullhead and most municipalities, they're nonprofits. The cities are actually designated nonprofits. They don't have to turn a profit or make any money.
Right.
Our goals are to provide an expert, fantastic quality service with giving better quality of life at a bare minimum expense to the taxpayers.
Right.
So we try to make all of our programs self-sufficient and self-sustaining. We're not out to make a buck. We don't have to price gouge and do that. We want to provide great activities at a bare minimum of burden to the taxpayers.
Right.
So, yeah, we are trying to put together our budgets for leagues and sports and programs and activities, youth, adults, senior citizens, special events, aquatics, golf, parks maintenance. The whole list up and down right now gets reviewed on a yearly basis, and right now we're putting forth our strategic planning goals as a city, and those are going to our department heads, and they'll eventually go up to our resulting commissions, and then finally to city council for their bits and pieces to get added in before the budget resolutions are passed in late spring.
Okay, fantastic. So I would imagine you guys probably start off kind of high in your budget, saying, well, we need this, we got to have that, and let's add this, and let's add that, and let's put this here, and take this trail and make it a little longer and do this. And then someone has to kind of say, settle down.
So we try to keep everything in a reasonable perspective. We never submit a gargantuan wish list that we don't feel is realistic. We always take from the information provided from the city's strategic plans. We plan our goals according to the wishes of our community. And we always take what they deem to be the most important priorities. And then we say, how do we accomplish that within the bounds of our budget process?
Do you get a lot of feedback?
Never like you.
Do you get a lot of feedback from the community saying, why can't we have this or can we have that? Or I've got three friends that would like for you to build this so we could play?
Definitely, yeah. We not only do we survey our community participants of sports leagues and activities and events, but the city also had just commissioned a large-scale parks and recreation survey that went out to tens of thousands of people in the area so we could get an en masse feeling for what people thought were the most important features. And no big surprise, people felt like outdoor parks, aquatics, and trail amenities were very, very high on their wish list, as well
good.
As things like a community center and other programs like that.
Okay.
So, I mean, there are desires in the community for expansion. There's not always the funding resources there to accomplish all those things. So we look at what the priorities are, and then we try to use realistic vision, and we try to accomplish those within the bounds of constraints and being real.
Right. All right, Ryan, let us take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. And if you've got questions, 702-298-1063, you can give us a call, and Ryan will answer them for you. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
February is about love and hearts. Warm Sea is reminding you to take your own heart health seriously. Eat healthy, exercise, and know the signs of a heart attack. If you experience pain or tightening of the chest, pain in one or both arms, your jaw or stomach, or shortness of breath, with or without chest discomfort, call 911 immediately. As a cardiac receiving center and an accredited chest pain center, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here to serve your heart 24 hours a day, every day.
Meet me at a Lost and Outlet Center. For value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See your movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Loughlin Outlet Center. The place for value and style.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
The voice of the free is KNTR. You can hear the area's only FM talk station on 106.3 FM everywhere you go. Via transmitter K294BV, Lake Havasu City. Transmitter K292ES, Laughlin. And transmitter K292EU, Riviera. Three ways to hear KNTR. Streaming on KNTRTalk.com. 106.3 FM throughout the tri-state. And KJJJ HD2.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by the Laughlin Mall. We have restaurants, we have clothing stores, sports items, sunglasses, Levi's, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendletons, shoes, hats, gifts, vape products, art store, Boys and Girls Club thrift store, the Watchman. Oh, yeah, and then outside, jet ski rentals, medical clinic, a pet daycare. Dollar store, nail salon, a bar, and so much more. And no, it's not for sale. And no, they have no plans to tear it down. Arizona Comfort Solutions, Jeff's in here tomorrow. And, you know, they're the people you call if you're not comfortable in your home or your office. Maybe the temperature's not just perfect for you. So you want it a little more, a little less, and you can't get it right? You call them. 758-2400. They can come out and adjust that thermostat. They can put a new thermostat in. Heater, furnace, air conditioning, or swamper, wherever you're at, depending upon what you need, they can take care of it. They service Kingman and Bullhead. So there they go. 758-2400. Also brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving the communities of Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. Here in the mall, we have the Laughlin Walk-In. And then in Fort Mojave, they have the Fort Mojave Walk-In on Highway 95 across from Casa Serrano, the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then, of course, they have the Imaging Center on Hancock Road at Train, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center on Silver Creek Road at Gold Rush. On the Parkway, Warm Sea has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and a podiatrist and family doctors. So, don't forget, they have this little hospital on Silver Creek Road, too. So if you don't feel well, you got medical questions, call 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone. She'll transfer you wherever you need to go, whoever you need to talk to. All right, we're also brought to you by Walker Service Electric. Yeah, he's got electricians all over town. They are doing residential or commercial or highline power or new construction. So if you need an electrician, you need Walker. Call him at 978-718-9444. 24/7, they're available. Depending upon what your problem is, maybe you need somebody right now. 718-9444. We're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Farm Bureau Financial Services, TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, and Barron Services. And back with Ryan for just a couple seconds. Ryan, when you're doing this time of year and you're planning budget-wise, but are you also looking at other ideas that you can bring to the community, some things that you hear work in other towns?
Well, definitely. As I mentioned earlier, you know, we always bounce ideas off of our neighboring cities. We stay in pretty good communication with Bullhead City, Dave and his crew. We stay in good communications there. Something that we've had asked of us for quite a while now was to increase our footprint in the pickleball community. So, as we briefly spoke about, we are building those brand new pickleball courts here at Centennial Park. We'll soon be offering tournaments and leagues for outdoor activities for pickleball. Last month, we had a hugely successful cornhole championship tournament that we ran here at Centennial Park. It was a blast. People had a great time. If you haven't seen the photos on our Facebook page, go check that out. It was called the Kings of Kingman Championship Cornhole Tournament. And our crowned kings for the league there were the Nutt brothers, Corey and Kyle Nutt, the Nutt brothers from here in Kingman. They were end up taking the championship. They did great. We also got plans to do our first inaugural dodgeball tournament for adults, because that's another thing we've had people asking us to run for a long time.
I'm thinking
we can get a facility.
I'm thinking adults can really throw that dodgeball. Somebody's going to get hurt.
No, it's all safe. All of our programs are safe, and they're definitely kosher for all ages. The equipment that we use is safe. The format of the league is safe, and we always get a good showing for people who want to come out there and flex their muscle for those child schoolyard games.
And again, they need a third grader or fourth grader coaching the team, right?
They've got more experience more recently, so they'll be the ones to look to.
Yeah. I can see a third grader going up there, "Dad, let me tell you what I did today." You know? let me give you this hint, this play that worked on Tommy in third grade. Let me tell you what we did. Too much fun. Too much fun, Ryan.
Definitely.
Ryan, give us some phone numbers again. Who to call there and talk to people in Parks and Rec, and they got questions they want, or maybe they missed something and want to follow up.
Absolutely. So the best way to get a hold of us is you can contact the Kingman Parks and Recreation Office at area code 928-757-7919. You can join us on our Facebook page at City of Kingman, Parks, or you can find more information at our City of Kingman's website, which is cityofkingman.gov, at cityofkingman.gov, not .com. You want Kingman, Arizona, not Kingman, Kansas.
Right.
So join us at cityofkingman.gov, and you can get information about everything that we offer right now and all year long.
Ryan, my friend, thank you so much. You're so informative, and I hope the listeners will call and get involved and get out there and play some of these sports.
We definitely appreciate the time, Larry. Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great one now.
You too. Ryan's always so informative and up to date on everything that's going on. Paul LaVoie is in your ear next with Speak Out right after the news at the top.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.